It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with General Manager from the Singleton Council, Jason Linnane. How are you, mate?
I'm going good, thanks, Bear. Going good. I love this time of year.
It is. It's beautiful. I mean, the weather has actually been pretty good right at the moment, and Christmas is not far away. You've got to be happy with that.
Yeah, the weather's been great, hasn't it? That little bit of rain in the last few days hasn't been that hot. I do note the forecast where we're going are pretty balmy,
yes,
to say the least.
Yes. Yeah, well, and also, yeah, some rain coming over the next several days. So hopefully it'll all land in the right spots.
We need that rain to start landing in our catchments at Glenbourne and Glenny's Creek to make sure we can fill those up.
Yep.
Because people do get a false sense of security when they see the countryside looking so green, but the reality is, whilst our catchments haven't gone down, they haven't gone up dramatically, so
yeah,
it's still an ongoing watching brief for us.
All right, now you have got a survey out there at the moment regarding the community support.
Yeah, so everyone realises that as an organisation, we've been very active in working with our community and our business community about through our community support package. It's a $2 million program that we rolled out really quickly when COVID first hit. We're being optimistic. We're saying we're going to start moving into the rebuild phase. And we really need, because the original program was based largely on feedback we received. And we want to make sure the program we developed for the rebuild phase does the same thing. So we've got this survey out at the moment. It closes tomorrow. People can jump on our Facebook page, our website, and do the survey. And they can rest assured the feedback they provide will be used by us in terms of developing and designing those programs so we can roll them out throughout 2021 and play our part. I've said a number of times, I continue to say, Singleton Council can't manage the complete response to COVID, but we've got a role to play and we've got to make sure we play that role really well.
All right.
And the survey helps us do that.
And it closes tomorrow.
Closes tomorrow, Friday the 11th. That's
okay.
Correct.
And tell me a little bit about the Laneways project.
A Laneways project. Again, this came out from the state government. They had a program called Streets and Shared Spaces. And what it's about is it's about trying to activate CBDs and try and activate all the little laneways that exist, not only in rural towns, but in the cities. We were very lucky. We received $500,000. And we've got a number of precincts we're looking to roll out over the next 6 or 12 months. Burns Lane, Soapsuds Lane, down next to the old Civic Video. And right at the moment, we've got Trabella, the little laneway next to Trabella's hairdressers. And the work started. We've got some artists down there doing some of their works. There'll be lights and furniture and plantings being installed either later or the next few days or into next week. But it'll all be done by the 18th, which is great timing into Christmas. And it's really about encouraging people to get out into their CBDs, take advantage of those unique spaces and start, I suppose, generating some prosperity from a social point of view, but also an economic point of view in our towns.
All right. And last of all, you're getting grubby?
Great headline, isn't it?
It is.
Grubby. It's pretty easy to do. But this is really aligned to our ongoing push around sustainability. We've teamed up with Dirt Girl and Costa, who run that really successful program in ABC. And the program's aimed for kids between years 3 and 10, and really is about engaging them in the sustainability journey and the sustainability story. So we've decided as an organisation, this is such a great initiative that we're going to fund it for anybody in our community who wants to join. So there's a whole range of online activities and resources that come with that. To help with the promotion this Saturday, we're doing a free compost giveaway at our waste management facility.
All right.
Yeah, and we know that these are hugely popular. Everyone loves their compost and everyone loves the price when it's free.
Yeah.
So we're encouraging, because of COVID, we're still working in those environments, and because we need to manage numbers, we're encouraging people, they need to jump on Eventbrite and print out and book their ticket and print it out so they can bring it along anytime between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. on Saturday. So they can jump on our Facebook page, our website, and get those details, and we'd love to see as many people as possible.
Get grubby on Saturday. Jason, mate, I'm not too sure if we will speak before then, so I will wish you a Merry Christmas and say thank you very much for everything in 2020. It's been a memorable year.
It's been a memorable year for so many of the wrong reasons, but also so many of the right reasons. Just being out talking to our staff today, and we're celebrating how well we've responded as an organisation, as a community, because the amount of curveballs we all got thrown over the last 9 months is just unimaginable.
Oh, yeah.
But as a community here at Singleton, as the state of New South Wales, as a country, Australia, we've done remarkable. And you reflect and think about what's still going on across the globe and then compare that to where we are. We've done good, but we've got to keep doing good.
Very well said. Jason Linnane, thank you very much, mate. You take care.
Thanks, Bear. Have a great Christmas to you and all the listeners.